This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, the Senate Commerce Committee held a hearing on railroad safety and when to implement some changes on how train systems work around the country. Many of us can't imagine a faster way to put ourselves to sleep than listening to these kinds of deliberations, but this particular discussion touches on an important debate. It's about when to install new technology that prevents train accidents and whether that's more important than repairing infrastructure like train bridges. It also has to do with crunching big data, deciding the cost of a human life. Ted Mann, transportation reporter for The Wall Street Journal, joins me to talk about this. Hello, Ted.
Thank you.
What happened this week?
This week, the Senate Commerce Committee held a hearing on rail safety, and a major topic at the hearing was whether or not Congress should delay the mandate for most of the railroads in the country to install what's called positive train control. And these essentially are new signal systems that would be an upgrade toward what is in existence in most of the major freight and passenger railroads in the country to prevent trains from crashing into one another.
And positive train control, it's an anti-crash technology. Tell me how it works.
That's right. I think the easiest way to imagine it is to imagine a computer on which you can see across a wide area of tracks all of the trains that are out on the tracks, where they're moving, whether they're going to come into conflict, and how fast they're going. And this is a system that, if working properly, the computer itself, if it sees a train that is going too fast going into a curve or two trains that are at risk of collision, would be able to bring those trains to a stop before they collide.
In regards to this deadline and the implementation of this technology, data crunching played a big role, right?
That's right. This is a system that has been envisioned for a very long time, but the thing that held it back was cost. This is just incredibly complex to put together. You have to find someone to buy all of this wireless equipment from. They have to design it. You have to purchase or lease the radio spectrum.
And all the Mac laptops that run it, right?
Exactly, right. Or some sort of fancy handheld device eventually. One of the ways that they have to make decisions on rules like this is that they have to figure out an uncomfortable question, which is, how much is it really worth economically to save one person's life? And so how they do that now is they're pulling increasingly broad amounts of economic data to try to determine what people are willing to spend to lower the statistical risk of being killed in an accident or being killed by a disease that would be preventable by another rule, for instance. So that means you look at how much it costs to buy the car with the better airbags, or how much people are paid compared to their average neighbors for working in a really dangerous industry. And you have economists and federal agencies who are trying to pull all of those numbers together and from that deduce the actual value of what people are already sort of establishing unconsciously is the value of a single life.
Ted Mann is a transportation reporter for the Wall Street Journal's Greater New York section. Ted Mann, thank you very much.
Thank you.